From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. This week, Matthew Keyes was sentenced to 2 years in prison. Keyes has worked as a social media editor and journalist. Last year, he was convicted of giving away login credentials to the hacker group Anonymous back in 2010 and encouraging them to deface the website of the LA Times. Keyes says he's still innocent and also that the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, which the government used to convict him, is fundamentally flawed. He was willing to talk to us about his case. Matthew, you've spoken publicly against this law many times. In your view, what's wrong with the law?
This particular federal statute covers a lot of behavior that people would find to be rather benign on the internet. And a good example of that that I always like to give is sharing a Netflix or HBO Go username and passwords. That is a federal offense under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act.
Yeah, but Matthew, I mean, people have used login credentials to do real damage at a massive scale, right? And you provided, according to the conviction, those kinds of credentials to hackers. I know you maintain your innocence here, but shouldn't there be real consequences to that kind of crime, even something as simple as sharing credentials?
The outcry in the public sphere seems to largely be that this punishment, the two-year prison, two-year probation punishment, doesn't fit the allegations.
Right, but I mean, you're a journalist. You take journalism, you take the news very seriously, and we're talking about a case in which people changed a news item, and I can see that being incredibly dangerous.
Oh, I can too. For 10 years, I've tried to cover the news as best I could with as much integrity and honesty as I possibly can. I think it's clear to me that when I didn't cooperate with a government investigation after I had researched and done stories on Anonymous, that they looked at me as a criminal suspect.
Matthew Keyes' version of this story is much different than the government's version. A statement from the U.S. Attorney's Office says, quote, "This was simply a case about a disgruntled employee who used his technical skills to taunt and torment his former employer." I asked Keyes, now facing that two-year prison sentence at age 29, how he was feeling personally.
I'm exhausted. There's been some pretty dark days over the last 3 years, which I'm not going to talk about on the radio. Appealing this case is so important to me because I don't want somebody else to have to go through what I went through. Ideally, that would mean reforming the law on a national level, and that would require congressional action, and I just don't see that happening. They seem to be wanting to tighten these laws more than bring them in line with today's computer activity.
You can hear the full interview we conducted with Matthew Keyes at MarketplaceTech.org. While we're talking government and giving away information, Microsoft has taken the offensive in a battle over data. The company filed suit this week arguing that the government is violating the Constitution by stopping the company from telling customers about government requests for their information. Interestingly, the suit focuses on data stored on remote servers, aka the cloud, aka there is a distinction between that and data stored on devices, one that Microsoft says the government's using to gain access. Praise be to the internet gods. My little computer clock says it's Friday, and today's Silicon Valley guest is entrepreneur Cindy Gallup. She is founder of the organization If We Ran the World. Also, earmuffs kids, the sex-positive video tech startup called Make Love Not Porn. Cindy, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
One state.
There is one state that the porn site X-Hamster has blocked from viewing it, and that is North Carolina.
Interesting other bit of news from this week. The answer I was looking for is a different state. Actually, the state we're in, New York. A proposed New York bill would make New York the first to allow police to use a textilizer on drivers who have been in an accident. So unlike a breathalyzer that checks a person's blood or alcohol level, something like that, this device apparently would monitor the driver's phone to see if they were using it at the time of the crash. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
All right.
$25 billion.
is the amount of investment that's going into bots after Facebook announced that it was going to do a lot of stuff with bots this week.
Good guess, but no. $25 billion is what McKinsey reports Silicon Valley would make in GDP by 2025 if it closes the gender gap.
$25 billion extra dollars.
Yeah, exactly.
Very interesting. All right, I got something for you. 14 million users.
Well, you know, I'm tempted to say in the world of today, that's not very many.
Uber's first ever transparency report released says it shared about 14 million users' info with government agencies between July and December of 2015. All right, what do you got for me?
$36,000.
Is the price of a private college education for 1 year when I went to college.
Oh, my God, that's depressing. That is very depressing. So undoubtedly it is. It is also the average figure of venture funding that black women tech entrepreneurs manage to raise. And the average figure raised by a white man running a failed tech startup.
I'm going to guess it's more.
$1.3 million before they go bankrupt. Yes.
Wow.
Women tech entrepreneurs don't have it good anyway. Black women have it even worse.
Cindy Gallup, founder and CEO of If We Ran the World. She is also founder of the sex tech startup Make Love, Not Porn. Cindy, thank you very much.
I was delighted to be here.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.